Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name is Peter, and it is the beginning of another bright and shiny week, everyone. Happy, happy Monday. I am doing my best to set a tone of happiness and positivity because it's a Monday. And you know what? Like, historically, that's the day that everyone dreads. It's the beginning of the week, it's the end of the weekend, but you know, the cycle just continues apace over and over again. So I no longer fear the Monday. I no longer fear its approach or its arrival. It's just another day that gets me closer to the next weekend. That's how I think of it. It's the start of the next ramping up to the next weekend. And, you know, we need all of these things to maintain order and balance in the universe, right? Is that cosmologically philosophical enough for all of you on the first day of the week? Hopefully, I'm not hitting you with too much first thing in the morning. So if you're listening to this podcast before you've had your first coffee of the day, my apologies. That was a whole lot to come at you right out of the gate. But I'm feeling good. It was a great weekend, and I have a nice week stretched out in front of me. Some good dance classes and some fun private lessons and some workshops coming up. And those are always a very good time. So, I don't know. My future looks fun, and I'm excited to get into this day. But having said all of that, how are you doing today? It's your Monday, so this is your opportunity to check in with yourself, to slow down for a moment. If you are having that morning cup of coffee, maybe take a slow and contemplative sip right now and think about it. How am I feeling? What do I want to do today? What do I need to do to make this day as good as it can possibly be? I don't know. That's up to you. I do know that it will get better if you just pause for a moment, as I'm about to, and take a slow, deep breath in, and then let it out again really slowly. And now, we can head into the podcast for today with our first good news story. It's a brief one, but it's a happy one. It takes us over to the UK, my beloved United Kingdom, and it's all about old pubs. It's funny because if you've not been to the UK, if you haven't been to Ireland or Scotland or Northern Ireland or England or Wales, you haven't actually been to a pub. You may have been to a pub-themed American bar, but it's just not the same thing. There's a certain feeling and a certain approach to how people interact in pubs. It's just not the same. Anyway, if you have been and you love them as much as I do, then you will appreciate this good news story, which is all about communities in Great Britain who are stepping up to save classic neighborhood pubs in record numbers. So according to recent figures, the number of community-owned pubs in the UK has increased by 62.6% in just the last 5 years. That's some very good news, because otherwise, separate data shows that the UK has actually lost 6% of its pubs in that same time frame. But good news for those communities that are stepping up to save a piece of their local history. So we come next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Well, last week we celebrated the birth of one of the greatest scientists in all of history, Albert Einstein. And so I thought, you know, let's take this week and hear some of Einstein's thoughts. Not his physics, not any of his mathematics, but some of his philosophical musings, because he had an awful lot of brilliant and inspiring things to say over the course of his lengthy life. So we start with this. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. That's a pretty good quote. It kind of starts off a little bit, you know, Forrest Gump, but then it moves into something quite beautiful and quite important. While I have spoken before about how much I love, you know, consistency and routine and ritual in my day-to-day life, I don't ever want to be stagnant. You know what I mean? I do love to continue to explore and experience and discover new things. It's a big, beautiful world out there, and there is so much to see and do, and you never know when you're going to come across your next favorite thing. It's a great quote, so let's just hear it again. Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving. Albert Einstein. That takes us next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, it is still the month of March, and March is Women's History Month here in the United States, so we continue hearing great bits of historical trivia about women's history. So last week we heard about the brilliant Marie Curie, who was the first person and the only woman to receive two Nobel Prizes. Well, today we learn about Edith Wharton, who was the first woman to win a Pulitzer Prize back in 1921. Now, Columbia University has been giving out Pulitzer Prizes for over 100 years, but only 31 of them have been given to women, and Edith Wharton was the first when she won for her 1920 novel, The Age of Innocence. Good to know. That takes us to our second good news story for today. And I am really, I'm delighted to share this good news story with you because it involves a success story regarding the recovery of a critically endangered parrot. And the reason I'm excited about this is because if you recall last Friday in the rotating segment, the Good Company segment, I shared with you a brilliant talk that the late great author Douglas Adams gave at the University of California at Santa Barbara. And that talk was all about his book Last Chance to See, where he had traveled around the world with a conservationist named Mark Carwardine, and they looked at critically endangered species from around the world. So I think it's nice that I get to share with you a success story on the same subject. So back in 2016, only three wild female orange-bellied parrots returned to their breeding ground in Tasmania after migrating to Australia. This year, 80 of these critically endangered parrots have returned. That is the most in 15 years. Now, despite decades of breeding programs and other conservation efforts, the bird was almost declared functionally extinct. But teams of conservationists and volunteers have worked to protect and bring the parrots back, and are celebrating this very hopeful turn. That takes us to Wonderful World, the segment where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, wasn't last week fun in this segment? I shared with you several stories from one of my favorite YouTube channels, Great Big Story. They make these delightful mini documentaries about amazing people and places and things around the world. Well, I enjoyed it so much, we're going to do it again this week because I came across so many amazing stories and I thought I really want to share these. And there were just too many. So we're just going to extend the theme this week as well, starting today with an absolutely astonishing chapel, which is in the side of a cliff face that is a 45-minute climb straight up in northern Ethiopia. It's 650 feet up, but it is absolutely breathtaking. Abuna Yamata Ga is the name of this chapel, and its story and the fact that it continues to be in use to this day is simply astounding. So, as we continue to take a look at our world through the lens of Great Big Story, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend a little less than 3.5 minutes learning about Abuna Yamata Ge, Ethiopia's chapel in the sky. That takes us next to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme, and on Mondays, we start your week off with a good one, where I get to share with you a joke of questionable humorous value, and it's up to you to decide whether or not you think it's funny enough to share with your friends or terrible enough to inflict on your enemies. Well, here is your kind of adorable joke for today. Why couldn't the green pepper practice archery? Because it didn't have an arrow. Good one. So we wrap up today's podcast with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. And boy, are you all in for a treat this week, because yesterday, the 17th of March, is the anniversary of the birth of Nat King Cole. Now, I love a lot of singers. I love Ella Fitzgerald. I love Louis Armstrong. I love Frank Sinatra. But I think if I had to pick just one singer to listen to for the rest of my life, it would be Nat King Cole. Not only was he an astoundingly smooth vocalist with that velvety baritone and those wide vowels that you can recognize in an instant, but he was also one of the most prodigiously talented jazz pianists in the history of the music. And honestly, that's what he got into the music industry to be. The story goes that he didn't really start singing publicly until a drunk patron at a nightclub where he was playing piano demanded that he sing a song that he didn't know. And so he sang Sweet Lorraine instead, and the audience loved it, and, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. The story is apocryphal. He never confirmed it. All we do know is that we have a legacy of hundreds of brilliant recordings of Nat Cole singing and playing piano. And I always try to remind people that, you know, for every brilliant song that you can think of where he sings, Mona Lisa, L-O-V-E, Unforgettable, what have you, there are probably 4 or 5 recordings of him playing brilliant piano. So never underestimate Nat King Cole and write him off as just a brilliant pop singer. He was also a great jazz piano player. And so we are going to be celebrating his music all week long in this segment. And we're starting off with an appearance that he gave on June 10th, 1956 on the Ed Sullivan Show, where he performs the classic tune, Just One of Those Things. It's a Cole Porter classic tune. And I'm starting you all off with this particular number, this particular performance, to kind of underscore the whole jazz pianist thing that I was just talking about. He doesn't sing. He is backed by a brilliant big band that is just swinging like crazy. But he is front and center on the piano, and his skills are absolutely dazzling. So, as we celebrate the birthday of Nat King Cole all week long, click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode, head on over to YouTube, and spend 3.5 minutes being dazzled as Nat King Cole plays Just One of Those Things. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.